This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The Treasury Department is expected to start paying down U.S. government debt this quarter for the first time in 6 years. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me live from Washington with the details. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy.
So how is the Treasury Department going to be able to do this?
Well, Treasury says it's because of higher receipts and lower outlays. Now, I will translate that for you, Jeremy.
All right.
It's because we are putting the squeeze on government spending with the federal budget cut, we all know as sequestration, and our April tax payments are rolling in. So Treasury had enough cash this quarter to make a $35 billion payment on our debt.
Now, it sounds good on the surface, Nancy, but I imagine there are some economists out there who might not love the idea of us paying down debt at a time when we're trying to get out of a recession.
Yeah, it is certainly good news, but we have to be careful. And I talked to Mark Zandi about this. He's the chief economist at Moody's Analytics. And he says we should spread out this year's spending cuts over 3, 4, even 5 years so sequestration doesn't hit all at once.
If that causes the overall economy to grow too slowly, then, of course, we're going to start generating less tax revenue. And then, of course, people aren't going to find jobs and there'll be a higher unemployment, and that affects government spending.
And, of course, it would affect government spending because spending would go up as the unemployed started applying for various benefits. Jeremy, you may be wondering if we're going to pay down more debt. Actually, sure. No. Treasury says things will be back to normal in the third quarter. It expects to borrow $223 billion in that quarter. So back to borrowing.
Back to its old tricks again. Marketplace's
right.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.